Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm with Chris Stanley with Abengoa. And Chris kicked off a panel here on advanced biofuels, talking about, as we've always said, that cellulosic advanced biofuels are next year, but now they're this year. Right, Chris?
Absolutely right. And that's a great relief for our company. We've been working on this now, working on the technology development through pilot plant, demonstration plant, and now commercial scale for about 10 years. We're very excited to finally start that up, and we're in the process of that right now.
Relief and excitement. Now, your plant is located where?
It's in the very southwest corner of Kansas, in Hugoton, Kansas. And once again, it's on a site of about 400 acres, and we actually started up the boiler and the cogeneration system in late December, getting ready within the next few weeks to start up the rest of the plant. So
that is exciting. Now, we talked a lot about feedstocks here. What are you using for feedstock there?
The great majority of our feedstock initially is corn stover, because that's the most available product, and we just completed a record 100,000 ton harvest of corn stover in November. But we also have a great deal of wheat straw in the Hugoton area. We have some milo residues that we're interested in, so we're fairly feedstock agnostic, willing to look at the sugars from just about any source.
Well, one of the big topics of conversation here, of course, is protecting the RFS. You were on a conference call a couple of weeks ago about how the impact this could have on your company and companies like yours that are investing in the future of next generation biofuels. Tell me a little bit about what Abengoa thinks about EPA's proposal.
Well, as we have said on more than one occasion, we were very disappointed to hear EPA's proposal. We think that it has injected a lot of uncertainty into a law which had been the primary driver, with a fairly consistent and certain enforcement aspect from the administration and the EPA since it was implemented 5 years ago. So we were very disappointed that the EPA decided to kind of pull back on that. We think, to some degree, that was an unintended consequence, and they hadn't really thought that through. We do believe, from comments that they have made more recently, that they are reconsidering that position, and that we think that there is a very good possibility that they will come back with another proposal that is significantly more favorable to the development of this industry and to the protection of the renewable fuel standard.
Well, you were chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association a few years ago. We're here at the 19th annual National Ethanol Conference, and I just wanted to see how you feel about the mood of the industry. It doesn't seem like attendance is down any, and what are you hearing from people?
No, in fact, I think attendance has remained fairly steady over the last few years. I was fortunate enough to serve 3 terms as chairman of the RFA, and I have great respect for that organization, and I particularly think this is one of the best conferences that there is on the ethanol industry and renewable fuels. So the mood here, I agree. I think, as I mentioned in my presentation, this is a pivotal year. This is a year where we finally see not only can ethanol be a great product when produced from first-generation corn sources, but also now we have the opportunity, and we have 3 major companies getting ready to open up facilities this year that will prove that cellulosic ethanol is, in fact, a very competitive and a very attractive product also.
And not a phantom fuel, as we called it a couple of years ago. Okay, Chris, that's all the questions I have. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than the fact that we're just happy to be here in Florida. So this is great. But no, again, a great year for the industry, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks, Cindy.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.